Stay tuned for the Sean Casey Show, a podcast for patriots. Welcome back to the Sean Casey Show, a podcast for patriots. It is Saturday, April the 27th, 2024, year of our Lord. Today's commentary, incubating terrorism. As we now see from the plethora of anti-Israel protests that are being organized, paid for by the radical left wing of the Marxist madrasas called Columbia, NYU, MIT, GW in Washington, Harvard, all across our nation, we've seen now the academe, where we have radical left-wing professors who've been indoctrinating students into this groupthink of left-wing violence. We saw it during the summer of 2020 with BLM and Antifa, and once again, it is rearing its ugly head as it did in 1930s Germany with the Hitler Youth. It is shocking for some, but not surprising for those of us that are predicting that this kind of violence has been fomenting. It is being welcomed and incubated in these so-called institutes of higher learning for quite some time now. We have seen in this world a lot of anti-Semitic graffiti, anti-Semitic statements. The meaning of the Nazi symbol, the swastika, has been reversed from bad to good, with radical left-wing violent radicals saying that the swastika now has gone from a Nazi threat to a condemnation of genocide. America is evil. Deaths to America are being chanted from U.S. soil on college campuses and universities. Hamas is good. Swastikas are now woke. This is your brain on radical left-wing progressive ideology. As an example, I want to share with you a student leader at Columbia University, one of the organizers of the anti-Israel Gaza Solidarity Encampment, Kamani James. Kamani James is a biological male who identifies by the pronouns he, she, they, and he basically is out there saying that the public should be thankful that he is not out murdering Zionists, at least not yet.
And so if we can agree as a society, as a collective, that people, that person, some persons need to die if they have an ideology that results in the death of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions, if there are people like that who exist, shouldn't they die? Why would we want people who are supporters of genocide to live? I'm confused. Zionists, along with all white supremacists, need to not exist because they actively kill and harm vulnerable people. They stop the world from progressing. Oh, okay. Thank you. What? Thank you. And so be glad, be grateful that I'm not just going out and murdering Zionists. I've never murdered anyone in my life, and I hope to keep it that way.
Yeah, well, that person should be, I think, obviously looked into. There should be some kind of background check, perhaps even a mental welfare check on crazed radicals that are matriculating in our campuses nationwide. Again, this is a leader of this far left wing, and we're seeing this week AOC visiting the Hamas agitators at Columbia. Ilhan Omar, whose own daughter was arrested at Barnyard College for the same kind of barnyard epithets. We're watching now the radical Muslim movement who believes that Jews and Christians are apes and pigs and are infidels and need to be converted, and if not, they should be slaughtered, smitten at the neck, so says their holy Quran. So this is what has been incubating on college campuses, and it has been for decades now, and we're watching it manifest itself because this is what communism and Marxism does. They seek to divide. They seek to set one against the other. You'll recall in the 1930s Germany, it was the Jewish people minding their own businesses and business, in which, of course, Adolf Hitler came and blamed the Jews on the economic downturn after Germany got itself involved in World War One and was never able to get out from underneath that. They needed a scapegoat, and so that scapegoat became the Jews, as has been for, you know, time immemorial. The radical left wing, the Marxist in the Muslim Ummah, blaming the Jews with blood libel for drinking the blood of children, and so on and so forth. This has been, again, going on for thousands of years. And yet, after the Holocaust, after Hitler was defeated in Germany, we said never again. And yet, here it is on U.S. soil. We are watching now as U.S. campuses incubate terrorism led by radical left-wing professors. Of course, we see the signs of some students that say ceasefire now, pro-Palestine. But when you see signs that say from the river to the sea, Palestine should be free, that translates into a much wider agenda to destroy Israel and to destroy America. Remember, in the Muslim world, they want to go after the Saturday people first and then the Sunday people next. Nobody sees signs for a two-state solution to call for a peace between Israel and for the Palestinians. That is not their goals. What they are demanding is the end of any Jewish presence in the Middle East, and death to America means the end of America's influence and Western values. You'll see many of these signs calling to kill the Jews, calling for revolution. We have useful idiots in our country that, and again, that doesn't make them any less dangerous. Young students were instrumental in bringing to power tyrants such as Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Fidel Castro, Pol Pot, and Mao Zedong. Where are the armed guards escorting Jewish students to class as they were escorting threatened black youths integrated in the school in the late 50s and early 60s in the South, or in Alabama when the civil rights marchers are being threatened by the KKK, again, the militant wing of the Democrat Party? Universities are not only failing their Jewish students, America is failing Jewish students and Jewish people, including this idiot, demented president, illegitimate president of the United States, should be sending in the National Guard to protect students from these kinds of violent threats. We've had a young student who was stabbed in the eye at Yale. We've had others that can't go to class. Their educational rights are being denied. This kind of, again, protests are fine. If you want to protest in the street and exercise your First Amendment rights peacefully, that is allowed under the First Amendment. But you are not allowed to harass, to intimidate, or to assault, or for to call the murder of people. That does pose a clear and present danger. And one other thing, these protests, so-called protests, are believed to be grassroots and spontaneous. They are not. They are organized. And what happens, these organized, you'll notice that in many of these college campuses, there are these green tents. Now, if it was spontaneous, if it was a bunch of college students, you wouldn't have uniform colors of tents and organized signs and printed up stuff and things like that. Somebody is paying for this, and that somebody is George Soros, who, again, is one of the most evil, destructive souls on the planet today. His fingerprints are all over these organized protests, because once they start with the students, in come the fifth column, and these are the paid agitators who whip them into a frenzy, like we've seen in Antifa, like we saw with BLM in the summer of 2020. It is so ridiculous now that Hamas officials, again, who are a terrorist group, are now giving advice to student protesters. At GW, there was an actual sign. This is George Washington in D.C. at Foggy Bottom, not too far from the State Department. Signs were there, seen calling for the final solution, not a two-state solution, a final solution. What does that mean? That means for the elimination of Israel as a state and the destruction of Jewish people. And again, we've been down this road once before. We all vowed never again. So it is time for the our Jewish, for us Christians and others, to step up and speak out against this evil. Speak about this unspeakable evil that is occurring on college campuses and universities, and the threat of anti-Semitism that is now a dominant wing of today's progressive Democrat Party. It is time once again that we speak out against this, and it is time that this November we send a message to the world that we as Americans, we the shining city on the hill, the beacon of freedom that welcomes all religions, all sorts of people, we're not going to tolerate this. We're going to cast out the evil that's in the White House and that's dominating the Senate, and we're going to vote for change, and we're going to vote for freedom and religious tolerance and protecting people of all faiths and in our society. And that would be with the election of Donald John Trump as the 47th president of the United States.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Thanks again for joining us for the KC Commentary, Incubating Terrorism. We're back on Tuesday with another full episode, first day of the Trump trial, which will resume next week. It's off on Monday. We want you to have a great weekend. And until then, remember, it is necessary to fight hard in order to stay free.